Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guest list continues on the Show of Wales for the Hump Day edition of Sean and RJ, and it is a Meet Church Wednesday brought to you by our Tolo friends at Mr. Electric, who have the power to make things better. And here he is after skipping his daughter's birthday party and event for the Masters. He is Matt Pittman, a.k.a. Meet Church, back from Augusta. Good morning, and how was it, sir?
Good morning, and I made it back for the party. I just missed her actual birthday, for the record.
Okay, so did Augusta live up to all the magical hype?
Yeah, I mean, every single person said it's going to exceed your expectations, and it's insane. I mean, I told my wife, the amount of times you walk around the course and you hear the term bucket list come out of somebody's mouth, it's kind of surreal. It's no, you know, Byron Nelson where you're going to, you know, be seen and all that. Like, everyone's just calm and reserved, and it's beautiful. And it's just like, everyone's just like so well behaved and just stoked to be there. I've never seen any sporting event like it. I don't know that anything could top it.
Wow. Is it just the grounds or the feel, the nostalgia and everything? What is it?
You know, there's a number of things. I mean, you can't buy tickets, so that's one thing, right? And then the way you get like secondhand tickets, and it's all secretive, and you got to know who they came from or they'll revoke the badge. So there's that exclusivity. You get in and it's completely beautiful. TV does no justice to the undulation of the course. So, you know, you come up from Amen Corner up to in between 1 and 18 and you're out of breath like you're hiking in Colorado. The cheap concessions, you know, it took me all of $18 to buy all 7 sandwiches. The merch, I mean, I've said you could do a college level class on the merch phenomenon. Yeah. You know, you go in there thinking, a guy like me, I'm not a huge golfer, I'm going to buy a polo, a hat, a pin flag. And I was told the over under is $1,000 on what you're going to spend. Oh. You wait through this line and you get in there and you're like, I got to have all this, because you can only get that merch that week in that spot. So sure enough, I spend almost $1,000. I leave the next day. I come back and I'm like, oh, the line's short. I'll get back in it for no reason. No reason. And I'm like, oh, well, I bet my kids want Masters shirts, which my kids could care less. Yeah. You know? So it's insane. By the way, they sell this gnome that's $40. And I didn't want to carry a gnome around. I needed my hands for beer. And this gnome last week was going on eBay for $3,000. My driver said at the beginning of the week, a guy got $10,000 for one. So my brother went in on the weekend. I said, you got to find the gnome. And sure enough, he got one. So
it's insane, so amazing experience. The merch tent. Because he's right. Like, I went in there, I spent $600. I went in there 2 days later, I spent like another $500. Now, the best part is UPS is right there. So you just walk to a line next to it and they ship it home for you. So you don't have to carry it around all day. Or I don't know if it's still like that. They don't have to carry it around all day.
No, yeah, it
but
is.
It's like, for all the cheap, how cheap the, holy cow. I mean, I thought a helicopter was going to crash into us.
That was really close.
Holy cow. I mean, that is.
That was a really close helicopter flyby to the building.
Yeah,
Hey, that's a registered trademark of Meat Church anytime you say holy cow, so I appreciate that.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Yeah, because like, for as cheap as the concessions are, the pimento cheese and the beer, they make up for it. They make up for the merch tent. I mean, you're getting $120 for a polo and $40 for a garden gnome.
So
and
you ran into Aikman. Peyton Manning took your ticket. He had to work as well.
Well, I didn't see Peyton. So the guy that took me, my friend Doug, he was Aikman's middle linebacker at UCLA. So we become friends. And Aikman was in town for a CAA event. And he came over Thursday evening when I was cooking dinner, but he told us this story that I thought was amazing. He said, you know, every member at Augusta has to have a job. And they told Peyton he was going to be a greeter. And he said, Peyton was like, you know, I prefer to have a little lower profile. And they said, well, sounds like you'll make an amazing greeter. So wow. He was greeting the public.
Wow. That's and cool. Is Aikman, how did you all get connected?
I cooked for him. Well, we have a mutual friend who introduced me years ago. I mean, it's a hilarious story. We took a Traeger to him and showed up. And that's the first celebrity I took my now 11-year-old, eight at the time, I took Sam to. And this is well known now, but it's funny. Hey, we walked in and Sam didn't know who Aikman was. And Sam looked at Troy and he said, I heard you played football. Troy said, I did. Sam said, were you any good? And Troy goes, I was okay. And then Sam said, well, do you have any trophies? And Troy said, yeah, I got three. And I just like, oh my God. So nice. I've cooked for him. I've cooked for him every summer since. And yeah, so, and I made a bet with him last week. If you didn't see this, he reaches out to me instead of asking me to cook barbecue. He says, are we betting on UConn, Alabama? And he gave me a solid 5.5 points. So when he walked up, I said, you know, you could have just texted me to cook you barbecue. You didn't have to hang me out to dry on this ridiculous, unwinnable bet.
Matt Pittman, a.k.a. Meat Church, joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline, brought to you by Mr. Electric on 105.3 The Fan. So what is this TikTok with millions of views? I thought there was just a pimento cheese sandwich at Augusta, wow. Or egg salad, which you flew back, taking a risk with old rotten mayonnaise and whatever else was there. What's the TikTok sandwich video?
Well, I just thought I'll take all I'll see if I can leave with all the sandwiches and I'll get home and do a little review on them. So end of Wednesday, I asked I went through concessions and I bought all seven sandwiches for $18. Pimento cheese, $1.50, egg salad, $1.50. Most of the sandwiches are $3, and they're all cold except one. They've got this chicken sandwich that's actually...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's cold, but then they have a barbecue sandwich that's warm. So took them back to the house we were staying and did a review on them that night. And yeah, it got like, and it's already got 1.3 million views, I guess. But I kind of got ripped up on it, which is kind of the way TikTok goes, but who cares? It was fun.
So
and I flew home with one. I flew home with a pimento cheese back to Texas to eat on Sunday.
So what were the best ones? You had these sandwiches too?
I did. I had a lot. I think I had the pimento cheese. I did not have egg salad. I don't want to throw up in the middle of the grounds.
Yeah.
There was a barbecue one. Like, was it the chopped brisket? I can't remember.
It's pork.
Why did
pork.
This get a million views? What was the best sandwich, the worst? How good was it?
I mean, you know, the pimento cheese is iconic. It's like, go to the Masters, have a pimento cheese sandwich, and it's this still age-old price of $1.50. And I thought it was really good. I mean, it's $1.50, right? You're not going in there expecting some gourmet sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, but to me, it was awesome because you're getting there to this dream place, walking around and, you know, having the sandwich with a beer was awesome. So I rated the pimento cheese a 10. I'm a pimento cheese guy.
Me too.
Is it really a 10? I don't know. But in that environment, it's a 10.
Right. All right, I saw the – you done with the Masters?
Oh, one thing. How many cups did you take home?
I took home 9 on Wednesday, which I felt like was pretty solid.
Yeah, it's a good day.
You know, it wasn't bad. And, because it's not easy. It's not set up to just, like, buy beer, beer, beer. You got to walk. You got to wait. So, like I said, it's no waste management.
And a peach, tournament, the peach ice cream sandwich? Did you try that?
Okay, I had the peach ice cream sandwich with a beer, which is a horrible pairing, but I had to have the sandwich, and the ice cream was melting. So I literally sat at Amen Corner at the end of the day with almost no one there, with an ice cream sandwich in one hand and the beer in another. And, you know, I wouldn't recommend that pairing, but I'll never forget it.
Matt Pittman joining us. It's a Meet Church Wednesday here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby, 105.3 The Fan. All right, I watched the Jared Stidham video. So you have ranch burgers and then sliced pork belly. Is that coming out today or tomorrow? What's on the today, recipe, yeah, vids?
Man, you know, I would encourage people to check out last week's, which you can go to meetchurch.com, and the current week's video is always the banner, and then that will link you to the YouTube video if you want to watch it. But we made these things called crack burgers. I'd seen no one make them before, but I'd seen the recipe popped up in my feed a couple times. Basically, you take normal 80-20 ground meat, and you put cooked bacon in it, cheddar cheese, but you add a little bit of sour cream, and then you add dry ranch seasoning. And dude,
now this is Stidham's idea or your idea?
No, the recipe was my idea, but he loves to cook on a griddle. I helped him get a griddle a couple years ago, and so he does that a lot. And I thought, well, let's do a griddle recipe, and so that's how we ended up there. So I picked the recipe, and then, you know, we had to make some corny bet. You know, if he threw me a bomb, which he did, the length of the practice field. If I caught it, he had to cook for me. If I dropped it, I cooked for him. So that's the moment I realized how out of shape I am.
Good so you Lord. Dropped it.
No, I catch it. I catch it. So he cooks for me. But I mean, we did do it numerous times. I did drop one. But dude, he was like, are you going to run quicker? And I asked him about my route running ability. I felt pretty good about it. I don't know if he's used to those types of moves. He didn't give me a lot of respect on my release out of my routes. But, you know, I did catch all but one of the passes.
So ranch powder and some sour cream in the burger. Never heard of it.
Dude, you got to do it. I'm trust me, I'll put my reputation on this. It sounds, you know, clickbaitish, but it's very good.
And then sliced pork belly, I'm in on this.
Yeah, you know, this just like for years everybody's been doing pork belly burn-ins, and so I kind of went back to like where it started, which was cook it whole. I mean, I did cut it down into manageable size pieces so that a pork belly is really uneven. So if you cut it down into more manageable pieces, then you can cook them to like the perfect desired doneness. So I season them with our gospel all purpose. And then at the end, I say you can sauce these to go many different directions, but I use Bachan's Japanese barbecue sauce, and obviously pork belly and Japanese flavors go together. So in the video, we slice it and eat it plain, kind of like a brisket. But then I end up also turning it into a taco with pickled onions, cilantro, cotija cheese. And, you know, anytime we shoot a video and the whole crew here just like scarfs it before we move to the next video, I know it's a win. Mm. So it sounds kind of basic, but it's very inexpensive. A half belly is $23 and it's so good.
The thing I can't ever get, it might be my biggest hurdle.
Orange magic. Know,
besides that,
oh,
a-hole, is
gloves that fit.
Get the crispy skin.
Knuckleballs.
I can't get that. I've tried to dry it out. I've tried to salt it. I've tried to put white vinegar on it. I can't get crispy skin on the pork belly. I don't know if you were doing that for this video, but I don't know how to get it to bubble up.
Not in this, because this was just kind of like straight smoking. But you need to do those things, mainly the salting, dry it in the fridge. But what you have to do at the very end of the cook is you basically have to broil it. So think of like in your oven, high heat broiler. You could use any sort of outdoor grill, but you want to like, you want to throw it in for a few minutes where it fat side up and it just blisters that skin and turns it into, you know, super crispy, like chicharron style.
Awesome stuff as always. Fantastic stories from Augusta. Check out the TikTok video and the pork belly along with the ranch burger, a loaded Wednesday edition with Matt Pittman, AKA Meat Church. Thank you, brother. Fantastic.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good week.
Meat Church brought to you by our friends at Mr. Electric, who have the power to make things better. Bobby, where are we going in Below the Belt?
Why Taylor Swift may get a head coaching job before Bill Belichick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.